And Dr. Mike Yeadon, formerly of Pfizer, has stated, in agreement with Fauci, by the way, that more than 35 cycles results in at least 97% false positives. But in the Drosten test, which served, mind you, which served as a blueprint for the vast majority of tests subsequently performed worldwide, 45 cycles were used. This was followed, always accompanied by the panic orchestra of the mainstream media and the vast majority of politicians, in quick succession by the COVID measures, such as the lockdown, which had been invented shortly before in China, social distancing, mask mandates, and finally the so-called vaccines. These alleged vaccines are in reality gene therapeutic experiments. And these experiments are performed on unsuspecting humans because there was no valid informed consent. It should be emphasized at this point that every invasive medical intervention is a bodily injury or battery unless the patient explicitly consents. And his consent, his or her consent, is invalid if he or she is not informed correctly and completely, that is, about the fact that no medical studies have been conducted, and about the numerous, very serious side effects that have become known in the meantime. This concept of informed consent is the most important result of the Nuremberg medical trials of 1946.